Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 378 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Jason.
Hey, Pat. This is Jason from DebtDeparture.com. I've been binge listening to the show for several days, and I came across an episode where you mentioned using the pen name Pete. How important is it to protect your real identity online? Thanks, Pat, if that's even your real name.
It is my real name. Although a lot of people in college called me Flatpin. That was my nickname for a while, Flatpin instead of Pat Flynn. You can call me either one. But that is my real name, and I do use that on smartpassiveincome.com. You can also see it on greenexamacademy.com and also on foodtrucker.com. I did not use, and this kind of goes along with yesterday's question, if you heard it, where I talked about Security Guard Training HQ. On securityguardtraininghq.com, which was a niche site that I built in 2010 that's been up and running ever since and doing very well, you can check out more information about that at nichesiteduel.com. But when I chose to create that site, I also chose to use a pen name, a guy named Pete Chamberlain. That's what I used for the email addresses. And that was the personality of the person on the website. I felt like, I don't even know where I got that name. It just sounded like a security guard's name for some reason, Officer Chamberlain. I don't know. But I ended up deciding to use a pen name on that website for a couple of reasons. And the main reason was because I knew a lot of people were following along with my experiment here on this brand new website that I was creating. Again, this is back in 2010. And I didn't want people who found the website who were security guards looking to get information on how to become a security guard to look up Pat Flynn and then find that I built the site as an experiment to see how much money I could make and how much traffic I could get. And I felt like that would sort of detract from the authenticity. And that sounds funny that I'm not even using my real name, but I feel like people, if they were to discover that, they would see, oh, well, this guy has built this site because he's just trying to make money. He's not actually trying to help when... You know, in reality, I actually built the website to help people in order to make money. You have to help people in order to make money. So that's the funny thing about it. But again, it wasn't a hardcore decision. It was just I decided to use somebody else's name or a made-up name, on that website so that there wasn't a connection for people who were just looking for security guard training information. I felt it was important, however, to have a name on the website because I knew from experience, especially with all the Pat Flynn stuff on greenexamacademy.com, which is a website I built to help people pass an exam in the architecture industry. So in a way, it's similarly related. I knew how much having Pat Flynn as a name there on greenexamacademy.com helped. It helped in terms of just helping people build a real relationship with an actual person. And even though Pete Chamberlain was a made-up, fictitious person, it really did give a little bit of personality to the website in terms of this isn't just some, you know, corporate website that's here to help you and, you know, it's just here to make money, but it's a guy who's behind this, which was true. It just wasn't my name. And there's a person who's here who is actually trying to help, which is again true, but it wasn't my name. And that's the real, that's, you know, when you're talking about pen name versus real name, the idea really is it doesn't really matter. I mean, I think if you are trying to be as authentic as possible and you are happy for all reasons to connect your real name to your business, then absolutely use your real name. You want people to know who you are and really what you're all about. However, I will say that there are a number of very successful websites that are out there who have used pen names, who are still using pen names, who have reached out to me in private to tell me that that's actually a pen name and that's a false name. But they're incredibly successful because the name is just a name, but they are still delivering high value. People are still making a real connection to them. They're being authentic online in every other way. And it's not about the name. It's about who that person is, who that personality is. And it's not like you're trying to be somebody fake. It's like you are just hiding your real name to protect your identity. And that's what I was doing on securityguardtraininghq.com. And if you feel like you have to protect your identity, then by all means, I'm totally for using a pen name. There's the idea of using a name like Pete Chamberlain versus using a other kind of pen name, which isn't a pen name at all, but more of a personality, like the Blog Tyrant or the Digital Diva or, there's all kinds of names out there that aren't names, but they're personalities or types, they're titles for that particular person. And those work very well too. But again, I was always a little bit iffy of people who have used those who aren't willing to share their name unless they give a particular reason for doing that. And a lot of times those people did. On their about page, they would say, I'm this. The reason why I don't reveal my real name is because such and such. Some people don't want to reveal their real name because they want to, they don't want it to come back to them in terms of they don't want their bosses to find out and them talking about stuff related to that work, or just they don't want to have their boss or anybody in their workplace understand that they're actually doing something on the side that could take time and attention away from the 9-to-5, that type of thing, or for protection of the family. Those are all very, very good reasons to have a pen name or one of those personality names. But again, whatever feels good to you, that's what I would do, as long as you're doing it for the right reasons. I wouldn't use a pen name to falsify or to pretend to be somebody else. Pete Chamberlain doesn't say he's a security guard. Pete Chamberlain doesn't say he has all these credentials. Pete Chamberlain is just the guy who writes the website on securityguardtraininghq.com, and that's it. I'm actually on the site right now looking, and I don't even mention the name Pete. I think it's just the person who is in the emails that people get and anything anybody downloads. It's probably here on the site somewhere, but it's not even on the about page. So it's not even like I'm trying to pretend to be somebody else. It's just that's who it is. And yes, you do see a picture of a guy at the top, but it's a generic photo of a security guard guy who looks friendly and happy and somebody who I feel would represent the site very well in terms of a stock image. Again, not falsifying or pretending to be anybody else. And that's the most important thing. Do it for the right reasons. And actually, you could see if you scroll down to the bottom in the privacy policy or the affiliate disclosure, all that stuff, it all comes back to Flynn Industries LLC. So I am being honest on the website. And there's no, is my name even on here? It might actually be on here. No, my name is not on here. But the company name that owns this website is, and the company name has my name in it, Flynn Industries LLC. So anyway, that's that. And I'm curious to know what anybody else thinks, or if you guys use a pen name, I would love for you to share information about this. Use the hashtag AskPat378. Again, that's hashtag AskPat378. We can talk more about this, but again, those are my feelings on it. I'd love to hear yours. Go to Twitter, use the hashtag AskPat378 for your thoughts on using a pen name. Have you used one? Do you use one? Maybe your Twitter handle is your pen name and you can help out and see how that's been going. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And again, as long as you're doing it for the right reasons. Jason, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who has asked questions. You could potentially get featured here on the show as well by going to askpat.com and asking a question right there on that page. Thank you so much. Cheers. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And here's a quote to finish off today from Warren Buffett. He says, "In the business world, the rearview mirror is always clearer than the windshield." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.